Okay, we're here with Rob Cassisi. I am Rich Castle from Death Scream Magazine Online. And good evening, Rob Cassisi. How are you?
Yes, how you doing, Rich? That's Cassis. Cassisi is the Italian way, by the way, anyway, to say it. How you doing tonight? Appreciate you
Absolutely
having me.
Absolutely fantastic. Can you tell us the musical story of Rob Cassisi, the highlights of your career?
Basically, the highlights was a band in the late 80s or early 90s, a band called Silent Scream I was in. Basically, I was in a lot of Staten Island bands. I must have played with over 80 musicians. To name a few, Two Timer, so forth, Chemical Nightmare. And give a shout out to Antoine Hepkins and Russ, by the way, also.
Russ,
yes, I was
made
a
of Just Offshore, currently of Just Offshore.
Yes. I got a hold of him several years ago, and great guy. One of the greatest keyboard players I've ever seen in my life. And
I would agree.
Yes, I was in a band called Deep Purple Tribute with him in the early 90s, and we did some hot gigs, and I have some live stuff also on Reverb Nation of that show, some shows that we did, and it was great. Anyway, yes, I was always
yeah.
into the metal, and I became a vocalist. You know, I was a drummer, and basically I did a lot of, local Staten Island gigs when Bay Street was hot. And, the Park.
Could you tell me about your current musical projects and upcoming concerts? Where can our readers
Sure. I have a lot of things going on right now in the works. I did a Silent Scream reunion about 7 months ago in September, which at the old Dock of the Bay on Bay Street, which was a big success. We only rehearsed once, and it was one of my most successful bands. We were huge overseas. On my homepage, I have a video that we did back in '89 that we shot, and overseas it was huge. We never got there because of management, and our demo was pushed heavily, and I was very proud of the band. And I'm currently working on another band I was in called Two Timer, which featured a guitar player, Lane Thompson, and who also was big on Staten Island. I'm working on that right now. And I also have a Dio tribute in the works with several people when it comes through.
Wow.
Him being my idol all these years, I'm going to perform Rainbow, Sabbath, and his own material, from over the years. And, being that he's no longer with us anymore, there's a very high demand for him. And,
now, the Silent Scream that you're talking about, I'm sorry, Rob, but the Silent Scream that you're talking about, is this the same Silent Scream that played thrash metal?
No. They know who we are because they came out in the early 90s, I believe. Silent Scream formed in 89, and we disbanded in about 92. And guitarist Rob DeForge, who's probably one of the greatest guitar players around, he played in a band later on called Carnival of Souls, which they are doing a reunion soon, and he's gotten a lot of exposure in guitar magazines and so forth. They approached me, and I was ready to, I said no a couple of times, and the band just clicked, and the demo is available on Reverb Nation. I have some cuts, and the video was just redone in HD by a friend of mine. I'm trying to get more stuff up on Facebook right now. I do have somebody that's going to help me with that.
Well,
and,
yeah, that's great. That's great. Facebook is such a great help.
Yes, it brought me back to life and bringing me back to so many friends. And, it really did bring back my career again. I've been making appearances with friends' bands like almost every weekend. And, trying to get back out again. I did, like I told you before, I did take 10 years off from the music scene, and I miss it very much, and I'm just so happy to be back in again. And I'm, whatever comes
one
first.
One shining moment. Rob, could you pick one shining moment out of your career and tell me what that is?
Silent Scream, we did a lot of underground cable work, and was on the Uncle Floyd show. We were all over the place, on TV. But, you know, when I played with Russ and Machine Head, when I had joined that band, I had no idea it was going to be such a huge success. When we got together and started playing, there was people banging the doors down. We did a gig in Connecticut. I forget which college it is. Like, is it Yale? I forget which one it is out there. But it was a big club on the campus, and Black Sabbath had played there the night before. It was the Cross Purposes tour. And we did our Deep Purple show there. I wish we had videotaped that one. I do have one from a club escapades in from Bayonne, New Jersey. But this probably was the best night ever. I mean, there must have been thousands of people there, and the crowd was amazing. I mean, you could even ask Russ about that one. And it was just incredible. So, you know.
Rob, I heard that Ritchie Blackmore actually took some interest in the Machine Head, in the band. Is that, I don't know, is that a rumor? Clear that up?
He probably did, because, you know, Russ was very active on the internet when I wasn't for a while, and then when I got back on. So from what I understand, he did tell me that. Yes, that is true. And, you know, Ian Gillan being one of my idols also, you know, of course. But it was just a surprise because, you know, I didn't expect it. And, you know, I guess there was a demand for it. And every time we played, you know, Wave Street on Staten Island or wherever we did gigs, the crowds were just amazing. And the memories of that were phenomenal. You know, it's amazing doing a cover thing, how much, you know, fun it could be, you know, and it was,
yeah.
You know.
So who are some of your other influence besides Ian Gillan?
Well, of course, you got Ronnie James Dio. When, growing up, believe it or not, when I was a kid, I, you know, used to sing to stuff like Jerry Vale. And then I had David Cassidy. You know, people don't believe it.
Sure.
But he was my influences. And then, you know, getting into the metal, you know, I started off as a drummer, you know, back in the late 70s, you know, playing the basic classic rock. And my brother turned me on to the newer metal, but then I joined a band called Chemical Nightmare, which was one of my pride and joys also, who they turned me on to the British metal. I was heavily into bands like Riot, Saxon, Angel Witch, to name a few. And we used to cover those songs, and, you know, it was an old Scorpions with Uli Roth, which is another big favorite of mine, and that's what really got me heavily into the metal, and you know, and I became
Rob. I certainly, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe you could, since I would tell a guitarist, hey, you think you could pick up your guitar? Maybe at the end of our interview, maybe you can just give us a little snippet of your talent.
Sure. What would you like me to sing?